A year ago, the Iowa legislature created a children's mental health system, and many were concerned because that system came without state funding attached. This year, the legislature experienced an unusual session broken up by the COVID-19 pandemic, and proposed funding did not pass. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports on where that leaves the system now.
Darcy Ault is feeling okay about her mental health region's budget at the moment.
We are doing fairly well. We probably won't hit major crisis for another year or two.
Ault is the CEO of the Heart of Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services region. That's one of the state's 14 regions tasked with running mental health services, including setting up the new children's system. Ault says so far they're on schedule to roll out the new state-required services, but that won't last. The region has a low cap on the property tax levy used to fund these services, and Ault says her three county region is growing fast.
We just can't keep up with the growth rates. The amount of people that we serve on an annual basis usually about doubles.
But some of the state's other regions are in much worse positions.
We have stopped paying Vera French Mental Health Center for their peer drop-in center. We can't afford it.
That's Lori Elam. She's the CEO of the Eastern Iowa region, which covers five counties. She says they've started to cut services. And Elam says she's told the legislature there's no way they're going to be able to get the required children's services running by next summer without state support.
Our hands are tied, so we can't generate any more revenue. Yet they continue to mandate new services and more services.
At the start of this year, Governor Kim Reynolds proposed shifting mental health funding towards the state through a 1% sales tax increase.
I'm proposing, through the Invest in Iowa Act, that we reduce property tax levies and provide the needed funding through the state general fund.
This would have generated an estimated $80 million towards mental health services, but the COVID-19 pandemic stopped any momentum the Invest in Iowa Act was generating. And when the legislature wrapped last week, it only allocated money to Polk County's region, which is running a massive deficit. But CEOs like Shane Walter of the Sioux Rivers region in northwest Iowa say they were anticipating getting that state money to pay for the new system. Now, Walter says this funding uncertainty is creating more barriers to getting new services in place.
And that's our biggest problem we're facing, is the fact that we can't get providers to work with us because they have no assurance that we'll be able to sustain that funding.
But not everyone supported Reynolds' Invest in Iowa Act. Senator Joe Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, said the proposal could have disrupted the state's long-standing reliable way to fund mental health through county property taxes. But Bolcom says he's disappointed the state didn't allocate money for the new system.
If the state wants regions to do more for kids or adults, the state needs to put resources on the table. And we have failed to do that.
Some regions say they're hoping the government will push back deadlines to set up some core services. But Peggy Huppert, the director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Iowa, says Iowans can't afford more of a delay.
Well, it's going to cost lives, for one thing. But also, it's just going to give the legislature more chance to not address it.
Huppert, who also serves on the State Children's Behavioral Health System Board, says she understands the COVID-19 pandemic has caused major disruptions in the state government. But she says COVID-19 has also increased the need for mental health resources.
This problem has been there for a long time, and it's just really frustrating when you see something that is actually making it worse as being uses the reason for why we can't move forward.
According to state code, the next set of services for both children and adult mental health systems are expected to be in place by July 1st. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.